Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. 10 straight days without rain. It's coming. Eventually. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And we are joined by Lindsay Powell, who is a state representative representing District 21. Representative Powell, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being here. CMU grad. I see that. Wheaton College. Quite a resume. It's impressive.
I'm very grateful.
Originally, we wanted to touch on an effort that you've led about getting seatbelts on school buses after we've seen a series of accidents. Obviously, most recent with that junior football team from Aliquippa, and I'm just curious where that stands. It seems to so many so obvious that we should have seatbelts on school buses.
Absolutely. You would think that in a school bus where you have multiple young people and children, as you can probably remember being a child, it's also very chaotic. And the way that we would buckle our seatbelts for our kids in our individual vehicles, you would think that it would be a no-brainer to do it in school buses. And so still working to support and push forward legislation that ensures that young people are safe on their school buses and are seatbelted up safely so they can get to their schools and their final destinations safely as well.
Representative Powell, what are the hurdles to doing this? I understand it's one thing to require them in new buses, but retrofitting seems to be at least one of the problems.
Absolutely. I think it speaks to a larger issue that we're having with school transportation. You know, anyone who has a school-age child knows that getting that child to school, if they're able to take the school bus, can be really difficult. We have a driver shortage, and as a piece of this puzzle, a lot of our vehicles are incredibly old, and so it takes a lot of money to retrofit them. But any parent would say there's not a price that you could put on a child's safety. And that's a little bit of the hurdle that we're fighting is making sure that there is available funds and the capacity to retrofit some of these older school buses so that, again, our youngest Pittsburghers, our youngest Pennsylvanians can get to school safely.
We're with Representative Lindsay Powell. That said, we also understand you wanted to weigh in on the tiny houses. We talked to State Senator Wayne Fontana yesterday about the caucus they had about affordable housing. And one of the questions I had was, what about tiny houses? And the city is actually seriously looking. In fact, they've green-lighted an opportunity to go ahead. So where do you weigh in?
Absolutely. Housing and accessible and attainable housing is one of, I think, the biggest crises that we're facing in Pittsburgh. Tiny homes provide an option for us to create more housing faster. Tiny homes, just as a kind of general definition, are much smaller than your traditional home. We're talking maybe 600 feet, but they can be made off-site efficiently, quickly. And because they're much smaller, your mortgage, your utility bills can also be much more manageable. As you said, the city of Pittsburgh has been considering a package of legislation that puts forward solutions to this looming housing crisis, including tiny homes that aren't just, you know, transitional for folks experiencing homelessness, but think about, you know, the senior that wants to downsize, that, you know, might not be able to, you know, safely live in their three-story home, but could look for a nice, you know, flat one-bedroom home that can they can still make cozy, still afford the bills, and still provide opportunities to live and thrive in our communities.
Lindsay, does the state see any role in this in helping cities like Pittsburgh proliferate these small homes?
Absolutely. So at the state level, tiny homes are permissible by building code, but we do lean on municipalities and counties to really make their own rules and regulations that make sense for what they're seeing in their own backyard. Counties like Lancaster have done a really great job of specifically allowing tiny homes, again, those 600 to 800 square foot homes in their municipalities. And I believe that Allegheny County has the opportunity to do the same.
Well, what's the next step? What do you see this actually happening?
I do. You know, I've worked really closely with colleagues at the state level in building the first of its kind, the Housing Caucus, which is a bipartisan effort of legislators that are interested in working together to put forward implementable, impactful solutions around housing that make sense for Pittsburgh, for Philadelphia, for Lancaster, for Schuylkill, and so many other counties in between. And these types of legislative pushes that are common sense that allow municipalities and counties to have more flexibility to tackle their housing crisis are the types of solutions that we are looking to champion.
What's the word on the budget these days? What are you hearing at your end of the pipeline in Harrisburg, Lindsay?
Well, I tell our constituents I have a go bag by my door that I am ready to fly on the turnpike back to Harrisburg to get this budget done. Pennsylvanians deserve it. I am hopeful that some of the conversations we've had about transit, flexing some capital dollars outside of the budget to fund both Pittsburgh Regional Transit and SEPTA will allow for more room for negotiations for the rest of our budget. So I am hopeful and I stand at the ready to make sure that we have a balanced budget that honors what Pennsylvanians want to see and what they deserve.
Lindsay Powell, State Representative, appreciate your time this morning, and hopefully your wishes will come true for a budget soon. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
You got it. On the Big Game Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.